From Spark and Anvil and Core Realm, this is Match, Lend, and Word. In Chapter 1 of the Core Realm cast, this drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The little one was in a storm. Not a tantrum, not a fuss, a real flood. The kind where a feeling gets so big it fills the whole body and washes the words away. Fists tight, breath fast and high, everything too loud, too much. And a well-meaning bystander was making it worse by saying the thing people always say to a flood. Just calm down. It's not a big deal. Calm down. Which is a little like shouting, "Be dry," at someone caught in the rain. Three helpers came close. Slowly, softly, the way you approach a storm you mean to help rather than scold. Match came down low, meeting the little one right where the feeling was. Lend came steady, with calm to spare, ready to loan it. And Word came gently, with soft, quiet names for what was happening. "Telling a flood to calm down never works," Match said quietly. "You have to meet it first. Watch."
Match went first and did the opposite of what the bystander had done. Instead of demanding calm, she came down to meet the feeling where it was. Match didn't say, "It's not a big deal." Match got low and soft and near and let her whole presence say, "I see how big this is. I'm not going to argue with it. I'm right here in it with you." Her voice matched the feeling size. Not big and bright and fake cheerful, but low and slow and serious, meeting the storm's weight. You can't reach someone from way up on dry land, calling down at them to stop being wet, Match said gently. You have to come down into the rain with them first. Meet the feeling where it actually is, not where you wish it were. When a person in a flood feels met instead of scolded, feel someone come down beside them instead of shouting from above. Something in them unclenches, just a little. Not because you fixed it, because they're not alone in it anymore. That's always the first move. Meet them where they are.
Then Lend did the deep, quiet work, loaning her own steadiness to someone who'd run all the way out of theirs. Because the little one had no calm left of their own, the flood had washed it all away, and you cannot squeeze calm out of someone who's empty of it. So Lend simply was calm, steadily, nearby, and let it be borrowed. Slow breathing the little one could feel, and slowly, without trying, start to match. A steady heartbeat to rest against. A body that wasn't panicking, right there, to lean into. "When your own steadiness is gone," Lend murmured, breathing slow and even, "you can borrow someone else's. That's not weakness. That's how calm works. It passes from a steady body to a flooded one. Quietly, like warmth from a hand." Lend kept breathing slow, and the little one's fast, high breath began, without being told, to slow toward Lend's. "I'm not making them calm down. I'm lending them mine to borrow, until theirs floats back up. And it will. It always comes back. I'll just hold steady until it does."
And then, once the storm had eased enough for words to land, Word came softly with the gentlest move of all, naming the feeling. "There you are," Word said quietly, as the little one's breath steadied on borrow of calm. "That was a really big one. I think that was scared, and maybe some mad wrapped around the scared. Does that feel right?" A small nod. "Yeah, scared and mad. That's what that storm was." Word didn't rush it, didn't explain it away, just gently laid a name beside the feeling, like setting a small lamp next to something that had been dark and shapeless. A feeling with no name is a formless flood. It's everything, and it fills you up. But a feeling with a name is a thing, scared, mad, something with edges, something you can look at, something outside of you a little bit now. Word kept the name soft. "I'm not telling you not to feel it. I'm just helping you hold it by giving it a name to hold it by."
And the storm passed,
not chased off, not scolded away, but met and steadied on borrowed calm and gently named. And the little one came back to themselves, tired and quiet and no longer alone in it. "Good meeting," said Lend. "Good lending," said Word. "Good naming," said Match. There is something profoundly steadying in being helped this way, met in the flood instead of scolded from the shore, loaned someone's calm until your own comes back, your big, shapeless feeling gently given a name. It is one of the kindest things people do for each other, and it asks no fixing, no fine words, no making the feeling go away, only the willingness to come close, hold steady, and stay. And the deep, quiet warmth of being steadied like that settles into the body and stays there, because somewhere underneath, you're learning the most reassuring thing there is, that no feeling is too big to be met, and that you never have to weather the worst storms all alone.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Match, Lend, and Word. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.